This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to talk some NBA. Nick Friedell with ESPN.com, the NBA reporter, is going to be joining us, so we'll be talking with him. He's ready to go? Okay, let's do this. Let's go to Nick now. Nick, how you doing today? What's going on, man?
Bill, good to be with you again, man.
We're glad to have you. So as we now effort towards the postseason, which this last game for the Milwaukee Bucks is merely a formality at this point, give me, first and foremost, should the expectations of Bucks fans, who for years and years and years have been used to first-round exits, should the expectation be Eastern Conference Finals?
It's always tough for any team to go from getting bounced in the first round to a conference finals, the NBA finals. I think that is a tough leap. The Bucks have had an awesome year. Giannis may win the MVP. I mean, everything is lining up. Budenholzer was a hell of a choice. All that being said, I'm still not buying the Bucks as a potential finals contender, just because I watched that team so much last year, and I don't buy in a playoff series that much is going to change, in that you're going to rely on Giannis, you're going to rely on Chris Middleton, and I feel like there are a lot of question marks after that. Should they get through the first round? Absolutely. It's that second round, depending on how these matchups fall, that would give me some cause for concern. But with the way they've been playing and how comfortable they are in this system, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities for them to get to the conference finals, potentially get to the NBA finals. I just, when I talk to some of my friends around the league, and they're hell-bent on this Bucks team making that big leap, I just caution, just because you don't see it that often. So a hell of a regular season. But I'm in the group that believes, all right, let's all take a deep breath, because that is a huge leap for any team to make over the course of one season.
We've been saying that all season long, and it wasn't until down the stretch that you saw some things change, and you saw Giannis kind of begin to take over, and there was no letdown. And then coming back from the ankle and saying, I'm just going to play, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then being able to overcome without Middleton, or without Brogdon and without Mirotic, then I thought, okay, you get those two guys back in the postseason after that first round, then if you're back to full strength, this becomes a formidable team. So, hey, let me ask you this, and I'll give you this right out of the chute. Is it James Harden or is it Giannis for the MVP in your mind? Come on!
It's the first time I've been asked this question. I, for what it's worth, I don't have a vote.
That's okay.
So it's
you have the power to sway minds, my friend.
I was going to say it's not going to be me that people are going to get angry at, but Giannis could win it this year. If I had a vote, I'd probably lean towards Harden, and the reason why is because the numbers he's put up offensively are just incredible. And everybody's got different criteria on this, Bill. For me, if you take Harden away from the Rockets when they're going through that stretch where Paul is out and they're dealing with injuries, that team is completely done for. And it's not that the Bucks aren't done for without Giannis, because he has been unbelievable. And he may well win this year. I know he's going to win a couple MVPs in his career. It may happen right now. We'll see. But part of this is always narrative-driven. If Harden hadn't won the MVP last year, I think he's a pretty clear-cut winner this year, because I think a lot of people are holding against him that he won last year. So it's going to come right down to the wire. Everybody has their opinion on it, but given the way things have played out and given how important he was in that stretch where they were kind of floundering and he was just putting up 40 and 50 every night, if it were me and I had a vote, I would probably lean towards Harden.
I guess the only reason, and I could agree, because you look at the numbers, you look at the narrative, you look at even the defensive numbers that Harden has put up this year and the statistics, he's played unbelievably. You can't deny that. The only thing I would say is what Giannis did this year, taking a team that was just hoping to get into the top four and take them not only to the top of the East, but the best record in the NBA, that's one of those things that it's hard for me to ignore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and totally understandable. And that's why, like, if somebody said, I'm voting for Giannis, absolutely understood.
Go for it, yeah.
and that's why there's not this, I don't feel like there's an outcry as there has been in years past where, okay, you say you're picking one guy, and I say I'm picking another guy. Sometimes, I mean, people want to fight about it. And in this case, I don't think the fight would be as severe. And I'd also add this. If Harden does win again this year and Giannis doesn't get it, then I think he is the overwhelming favorite next season because so many people are on his side, and he's going to get even better. I mean, that was the coolest part about being around Giannis these last couple of years on a more regular basis. The reality is he is going to be so much better in a couple seasons than he is right now. And we're talking about potentially the MVP of the league because he's going to develop that shot. He's going to be even more comfortable on the defensive end. And we've already started to see that this season. So it's right there for him. It's going to happen. Whether or not it happens in the next couple months with the MVP award, we'll see. But he's going to be an MVP, and he's going to be an MVP in short order.
I look at this Bucks team as the best in the East, and the threat to them is Philadelphia. The Philadelphia 76ers, their top five match up pretty well with what the Bucks have to offer in their top five. I think the Bucks bench is deeper when they get Brogdon and Mirotić back, but I think their starting five can go toe-to-toe with what the Bucks have to offer. Is that the biggest threat to the Bucks coming out of the East, or do you see it differently?
I still believe, and I don't think there are a lot of people left in this group either, in Boston. I still believe that team with Kyrie has a swagger that none of the rest of those teams in the East do. And, you know, they have had so many ups and downs this year, some self-inflicted, some injury issues. They've just never seemed to find a rhythm. But that is a team, if I'm Milwaukee, that I don't want to see until potentially the conference finals. But with the way things are lining up, it looks like that could be, if Boston gets through, that's going to be that second-round matchup. I mean, with the way the Celtics have played, I understand why people are saying, not this year. Maybe last year, not this year. But again, part of this, I mean, everybody draws their own conclusion. Part of this is because I watched that playoff series last year. I covered it, and I'm sitting there seeing, I know there are different people in place now. Certainly the coaching staff has had a lot to do with the Bucks' success, but there are two players on that Bucks roster that I would trust in a playoff series, and it's Giannis and Middleton. Bledsoe has had a much better year this season. He's been more consistent. But I'm just thinking that environment in Boston, if they can find a way to make it click, that team has so much talent, and that bench is still pretty deep. For whatever reason, in the regular season, and there were a lot of them, it didn't happen. But I'm not as big of a believer in Philly because I don't think they have that depth, and I just don't know how that starting lineup is going to work together when it matters the most in those games. So to me, I'm still looking at Boston and Toronto as those teams to beat. Milwaukee could get there. And Giannis, you know, if he wants to put another reason for everybody in the world to believe in him, he'll carry that group into the conference finals and potentially into the finals. But I still believe that Boston has a legit chance, and I think they're enjoying the fact that so many people are writing them off before the playoffs even begin.
Nick Friedell, ESPN reporter for the NBA, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Over to the West, is it still Golden State and everybody else, or is there a legitimate threat there?
I don't think there is, Bill. I think Golden State is so head and shoulders above everyone else in the West that if they decide to play, and that's the craziest part,
right,
decide to focus night to night, it won't be close. I mean, Houston has had a nice comeback within the regular season, and you know, I believe that Harden should win the award, as I said, but I don't think they're as good as they were last year. And you could make the argument maybe the Warriors aren't as good because the depth hasn't been there as much as they try to weave in DeMarcus Cousins. But when this team wants to play, there's just nobody close to them. The problem is for them, now they're into year five of this run of potentially going to the finals year after year after year, trying to win back-to-back-to-back titles. They're just kind of mentally drained. They're tired. I've been around them every day this season. And this is a group that still believes it's going to win the championship, but between all the winning and all the scrutiny that's come when you're in that kind of spotlight, they're just kind of worn out. So the only team I think that can beat them is themselves. If they stay healthy, not only in the West do I think they're going to roll by everybody, but whomever they may play in the finals, I think they're going to get the best of them in five or six games.
Nick, great to talk to you. When are you coming to Milwaukee?
Well, I guess for the finals, with the way all my friends back there still think it's going to be.
Well, then we'll see you here.
I hope I'm back there because I love the city a lot. I grew to love it over the last few years, but we'll see. And if it's going to happen, it'd be great to see everybody.
We'll grab you some fine food when you're in town.
Always?
Okay. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you got it.
Thanks, Nick. Talk to you soon. NBA reporter for ESPN.com, Nick Friedell, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it that way for a long, long time. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.